The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen show for a Monday. What do we got? One more day in the 80s? Like 85 today, Mo?
Yeah, 70, high 70s today.
Oh, today?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be in the 80s.
Okay, mid to low 70s.
Okay, good. And then it's actually cooler weather coming in.
Wednesday. We'll
good morning and welcome in. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K, also here. Good morning, Eric.
What's up?
How was the Disney on Ice?
Oh, everything you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
That was Mo's Friday. When Woo! Last I saw Mo, she was headed out, God help her, to Disney on Ice. So.
We got our $40 light stick and... magical dreams.
How was parking, though, with Nutcracker Market?
Oh, they have it down to an art.
Do they really?
They do. Okay. You had to be patient, but, like, in and out.
Wow. So it's like, if you're insane and want to go to Nutcracker, go this way.
Go this way.
If you're insane and want to go to
and if you don't want to
Disney
listen
ice,
to the parking people, Disney you go ice. Wherever you want.
So just go there.
Just
so.
Go.
Eric with the cake, good weekend.
Yeah, my kids are sick, George. They're puking all over the place.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yay.
It is all over the place. Imagine that and double it. That's where it's happening in the house.
All right. Well, let's get our minds off that.
Please.
And let's talk a little jury duty. That's going to be about 10 minutes away. Also, in about 20 minutes, at about 5:50 this morning, Mo Knows Country. You'll have a chance to play her for $100. But right now, let's find out some of the top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today. Top three things that are trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
Carrots. Like the only vegetable my kids will eat. But the CDC is warning about the E. coli outbreak linked to carrots. Texas is tied to this whole thing. A total of 39 people have been infected with E. coli in 18 states. 15 hospitalized. One person died. So check your carrots.
Number two.
Possible showers for our Monday morning, but the strong storms actually move in this afternoon. So a muggy morning, mid to low 70s today. And then the front moves in, bringing possible heavy rain showers, wind, and... a humidity drop, okay? So we love to hear that. So that's for today. The real cool down comes Wednesday, bringing a string of days in the low 40s, high 60s. But we have to wait till Wednesday.
Is it fall? Is it actually going to be fall?
And the top story trending in Texas.
How do you get folks to your event on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
A good football team and Beyonce. I mean, that's how you do it. I have a lot of questions, but the Texans announced last night that the Beyonce is going to perform at halftime of the Texans-Ravens game on Christmas Day.
What?
Wow. It will stream live on Netflix, presented by Ticketmaster.
Oh, no.
So what I'm hearing is... Netflix has a couple days to get their stuff together.
No, they didn't. I watched the fight on Friday.
Yeah.
It went awful.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Spinning. Yes. Reload. Spinning.
Oh,
no.
Can I be a little bit on the negative side, though?
Always.
There are a lot more people trying to watch that fight than are going to be trying to watch the Texans game. You know what I mean? Just
I don't even know if it's the whole
standpoint.
Texans game. I think it's just the Beyonce halftime.
That's my worry, George.
Yeah, the Beyonce concert is going to knock it out, so... Wow, how did they pull that off?
It's probably very expensive, but that's one of the questions I have.
All right, you know what? There's a big Texans game tonight.
There is!
No, there's not.
Ouch, we make a bet about
Sean
it.
Sean Pendergast is going to be our guest later in the show. Sean does the morning show with Seth Payne. Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610, our sister station. And we always, when we have big games like this, we always like to get Sean in to kind of break it down for us. So
big games.
That'll be a little bit later in the a little bit later in the show.
I'm a Cowboys fan. You know that, right?
I do know that.
You're just placating me at this point.
By the way, Eric may leave the studio during that discussion. If you don't hear him at all, you'll know that he just decided to forego the discussion altogether. So that's coming up later today, too, here on 100.3 The Bull.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
All right, Bull Nation, it's that time of the morning where we share a little good news, something to remind us that even on the most ordinary day, it can take an extraordinary turn. And today's story is about a forgotten lunch, a $30 gamble, and a life-changing surprise. Imagine this. You're headed to work. Your wife calls you and tells you you've forgotten your lunch at home. That's what happened to a gentleman the other day as he was heading to work. So he stopped at a little grocery store on his way to work. And as he passed the checkout, buying himself a sandwich and a Coke for lunch, he saw the $30 Millionaire Buck scratch-off ticket. Now, normally he said he didn't play the high price tickets, but something made him say, why not? So he scratched off the ticket in the store and wait for it.
I don't know if we need to wait for it, George.
He realized he'd won the $3 million jackpot right there in the store. Said he had to double check the zeros just to believe his eyes. And his first call was to his wife. But instead of sharing the big news, he decided to have a little fun. He tried to play it cool first, trying to convince her that, you know, he couldn't find anything for lunch and maybe she should meet him and
they
could talk about stuff. Anyway, she finally believed him. She did meet him for lunch, which, by the way, he didn't go into work that day. So talk about turning an ordinary day into extraordinary with just a little bit of luck there. Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love sharing good news stories. If you see something you think should be on Can I Get an Amen, all you have to do is call us 713-881-5500. Or maybe it's a story in your world. We always love sharing good news here on 100.3 The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Aaron.
We know Mondays are rough. Some of us barely survived the weekend. But the Bull got to be part of a very special moment with one of our favorite artists over the weekend. We've got all the updates. It's coming up next.
Y'all, I almost didn't survive the weekend. My wife held me at gunpoint on Friday and made me go to... No, not the Nutcracker Market.
Oh.
She made me go to Craftex.
Oh, what is that? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Craftex is?
No.
Okay, then please have your wife turn off the radio right now. Craftex is a decor, like, warehouse that opened to the public a few years back.
Okay.
And now every year, their Christmas displays get bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's like, if you don't go to Nutcracker Market, then you go to Craftex.
Oh.
Or you do both in the same day sometimes.
Most definitely.
So, no, it's funny because Deanna was in the Christmas spirit. We decorated the house for Christmas this weekend.
So what was she missing?
I don't know.
Or she was retheming?
Like, she was retheming. That's more like she was retheming. Yes.
Sorry about you, George.
We had been blue and silver on the tree and the decorations. This year, it's red and gold.
Oh, no. You really just mixed metals and everything.
You know, and I was in Craftex. I saw a couple of other men that were in there. And we used Morse code eye signals to say, if you get out alive, please tell people what I did here. Remember this heroic story.
Tell people that's my story.
Please share my story. How was your weekend, Mo?
Mine was kind of similar. The fact after Disney on Ice on Friday, my mom was in town, so she wanted to put up my Christmas tree because she knows I'm not, like, into it.
Yeah.
And then Sailor, my four-year-old, decided that we needed an angel for the top.
Well, of course you got to have an angel.
No, you have a star.
We had a star. She wanted an angel, so I had to go into a store, which, you know, is not my thing.
You did not go into a store.
I went to two stores this weekend.
You did not.
No, you did.
Yeah.
Again, Hobby Lobby.
Shout out to Karen Hobby Lobby because we did break something while we were in the store. And At Home.
Okay, home.
Here's the thing. Horrible. So it was very similar. You were held hostage as well by a toddler to go in there. Eric, how was your weekend?
I was held hostage by germs all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the kids came down with something in their tum-tums.
Mm-hmm.
And my son kept going, Daddy, I feel like I'm going to be sick. And I go, no, don't think about it. Just whatever. Let's go play. Let's go play. No, but really, Daddy, I think I'm going to be sick. Will you go to the bathroom with me?
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
You'll
be fine.
You're 5 years old. You're going to be okay. You're tough. And then he said, oh, no, I got to go to the bathroom now. And started running and just, blah.
He did a Jackson Pollock all over the wall there. So.
I regretted it immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that same night, my wife woke me up. Hey, Your 9-year-old daughter's throwing up now.
Oh, see, oh, well, right. Once those germs get in the house, you know. So,
your daughter.
It was a spectacular weekend here in Houston. We got a little rain. We needed that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got a little good news. One of our favorite country music artists also had a big weekend here in Houston. Jelly Roll's show was last night.
Yes, it looked like an amazing concert. Late night on a Sunday, but everyone there had an amazing time. And he came into town a little bit early, I understand.
Yeah, he evidently had a chance to speak to some kids that were in trouble. He does this a lot when he tours around.
Yeah, but we got to be there. The Bull was there. And actually, we're going to talk to Nick Russo at 7:50 today, and he's going to tell us about every inspirational moment. But he got to meet the teens at the Harris County Juvenile Probation Department. And he spent time, from what I understand, he spent time with every single kid there.
Wow.
To the point where I think he was almost late for his show.
Oh, my God.
Because he really just wanted to make sure that they felt seen and heard. And so he went to the center where the kids were. They're anywhere from 10 to 18 years old.
Dang. Okay.
So just to put that in your brain. And he spoke with them all about the choices that they've made and how a lot of the trauma in their life really wasn't their fault. It was probably somebody else who did something to them. But how they move forward and make decisions about that trauma is how you change. And how he spent time behind bars.
I was going to say, he knows this better than anybody else and can relate to these kids like no one else.
Yeah. He even sat down, did their podcast with them. They have like a little podcast studio there where they can learn life skills. And he sat down, did their podcast with them. He bought them all pizza. Stuff. He played basketball with them. We've got a reel up right now at the Bull Houston on Instagram where you can see some of these really cool moments.
And then he went out and did an incredible show.
Boom.
Yeah.
Last night, too. So, more on that coming up. We'll wake up Nick Russo.
Yeah, right.
A little bit later in the show.
Let's take bets on whether or not Nick Russo will actually be on the show at 7:50.
Amazing story, though. Go check it out right now. Check it out on our Instagram. It's also up in the Facebook stories. You can find it there. But check out the Jelly Roll. Just an amazing day that he had here in Houston yesterday. And the Cowboys play, and Sean Pendergast from Payne and Pendergast on our sister station, Sports Radio 610, stopping in this morning to talk a little bit about the game tonight. Sean, first question, what does it mean if the Texans win tonight against the Cowboys?
I think it means a couple of things. One, in the standings, George, the very boring part of this, the math.
Okay.
The math is going to math for us here. It means they keep their 2-game lead in the AFC South standings. As kind of antsy as everybody is right now about the Texans because they've lost 3 out of 4, what they should know is that the one thing the rest of the division keeps doing is losing also. So they're in a bad division and that helps, and they're going to make the playoffs because they just got to, if they just win a few of their games,
right,
including this Cowboys game, they're going to make the playoffs. So that's number one. But number two, they need to destroy the Cowboys tonight. That's what people need to understand. They don't play the Cowboys that often. They only play once every 4 years,
right,
basically.
Exactly.
So they need to take advantage of this poor little wounded possum that's sitting on the yellow line right now and just get in their battle red 18-wheeler and just run it over and turn it into smithereens. I'm being kind when I say possum. Possum is actually like smart and plays dead. They're a raccoon, is what they are. It's been belted by, what are they, 3-6? Six other 18-wheelers.
Oh,
yeah.
You know I'm a Cowboys fan, right?
Yeah, I do. I've been looking forward to this for 3 days.
I have not, Sean. I've been dreading it for 3 days. So what happens if the Texans actually lose tonight, Sean?
Misery everywhere. Misery for me. Misery that I have to do a post-game show after this. Misery that I've got to talk about this loss. And it's not even like one of those things like, well, at least the Titans are coming to town and you get the bad taste out of it. No! It's every 4 years they play. You got to do it now so that this poor little dead creature of a football team doesn't beat you in this game. Yeah, I know it would be bad. And it would be bad in the standings, too, because the Colts actually won a game yesterday, so it would be down to one game in the standings. So it would be bad psychologically, mentally, and mathematically if the Texans were to lose this game.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Let's talk about the other big news today from the Texans. They just announced Beyonce playing halftime on Christmas Day.
Huge! That was huge. That got as big a reaction as anything that happened in the NFL on Sunday yesterday when they announced this. I think it's awesome. You know, she's a hometown kid that pulled herself up by her bootstraps, and now she's here and it's good to see her. Yeah, so no, I think it's great. I mean, Beyonce is an icon. I think it's awesome. I think there's probably a faction of Texan fans who were looking to their tickets to be the mode of paying for Christmas presents at that Ravens game. They probably went to their little ticket apps and said, oh, I wonder if getting 1/5 of the Beyonce concert out there at halftime is... So I don't know if that's the case. Don't sell your tickets to Christmas Day. Go, and now there's even more reason to go. This will be a reason. This will be, for a lot of people, this will be as big a reason as the game to go to this thing. Yeah. It's Beyonce playing at halftime. So it'll be cool. I forgot these holiday games get treated like the Super Bowl. So that gives me a chance to get a second plate at halftime. That's how I look at it. It's a 20-minute halftime instead of a 12-minute halftime.
Sean Pendergast, he's always here to break down the big games for us. From Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. And tonight, here on the home of the Texans, you can hear the Cowboys and the Texans on 100.3 The Bull.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
Do you have a restaurant in the Houston area or like your favorite place to eat? Well, George and Eric want to ruin my life. They want to get something new on a menu. Me. We'll explain. It's Mo on the Menu. It's coming up next.
How would you like a double order of Mo on the Menu? Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George.
I'm throwing up over here, George.
Over there is the evil genius Eric with a K.
That's hysterical.
And the person who's most embarrassed by all of this is Mo. She's also here this morning. We want to get Mo on the Menu, Eric. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah, I think that everybody in town has been getting keys to the city and these amazing awards. But Mo hasn't gotten the tribute she deserves. A menu item at a restaurant in the Houston area.
That's because what I deserve.
Who loves food on this show more than Mo?
It's true.
No one.
I think it would be so special to walk into a Houston area restaurant. We're known for our amazing food. And to have an item that is permanently added to the menu that has your name on it, Mo. So we put it up online.
He's saying it like I had anything to do with this. I had no say.
Here's the interesting thing. We mentioned this one time on Friday, and we've had restaurants already lining up to give us ideas and suggestions. Yeah.
Okay, so anybody can go to thebullhouston.com. It says Mo on the Menu right there.
Okay.
You can tap that. There's a few questions that you'll fill out if you have a restaurant or know of a restaurant that would be willing to add Mo to the menu, and then you just fill them out. Just a couple of quick shout-outs. First, I'm going to shout out, let's do, this is Presley's, okay? Presley's.
Oh, that's one of my favorite restaurants.
It is. Say.
Okay.
In the Heights.
I know that you've been there. It's a southern place.
Yes, they have a playground outside for kids and really good drinks.
Exactly, yes. And they say Mo can have whatever she wants on the menu. We're going to create a menu item of her choosing or rename whatever's on the menu.
Wow.
So we get to pick. So I've got some options, okay?
Eric has really put a lot of thought into this, George.
Okay.
Some ideas.
So I went through their menu.
Okay.
You could have the fried mokra.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I like that fried mokra. Okay. Instead of okra.
The chicken and sausage gumbo.
Gumbo.
Gumbo. That like
that's hard to say. That is hard to say. I would mess that one up.
Or what about the Space City nachmos?
For some reason, they all sound like a stretch.
Okay, this is a different one, okay? This is the other side of the spectrum here, okay? The Four Seasons has reached out.
Wait
a minute. The Four Seasons Hotel?
Yes.
It's like the super, like high-end hotel downtown?
Yes. Yeah, you got Southern food, or you have Bayou and Bottle inside the Four Seasons.
Oh.
Bayou and Bottle is a chic bourbon bar in downtown Houston serving flavorful cuisine inspired by Houston's melting pot of cultures. So they want to create for you, listen to this.
What?
The Bayou and Bottle S'mores. And Moe's Morning Bullpen Bourbon Flight.
What?
Oh, I'm in. I want to do that one.
You would have your own s'mores.
Did we all of a sudden change our mind about Mo liking this segment?
Not only that, if selected, we would love to gift Mo one of our exclusive bourbon lockers.
But
and started off with a nice bottle of bourbon name on it.
Well, you know what a bourbon locker is, or a wine locker, where you go into a restaurant and you have your own personal bottles waiting.
So
for
what
you
you're
there.
Saying is, I have to ditch my kids in Richmond and head to the Four Seasons downtown.
You know what, Mo? Why don't you just stay home? Eric and I will take care of this one for you. Okay?
I kind of like this. I kind of like the idea of George and I have to pick. We have to taste all these amazing foods.
Out of control. roll.
So if you have a restaurant or you know somebody that has a restaurant and they would rename an item on the menu after Mo, then you can fill out the entry form and get it to us and we can do this. Mo on the menu. Get all the details online right now.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Jury duty is coming up and George, you're disgusting. But
this is not that bad.
If I'm being honest, I think that George is not the only one that does this disgusting thing.
Thank you.
So that sparked today's jury duty. We'll tell you the full story. It's coming up next.
All right, still to come on the Morning Bullpen Show, we're just about 25 minutes away from Eric creating a brand new song on the 10-minute tune, but you get to suggest the topic. It's coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for jury duty. We're just out here solving the world's problems this morning.
Ugh.
Or problems that Mo and Eric are creating in their head.
Whatever.
The question this morning is this.
Is sharing deodorant with your partner a little nasty?
It is not a little nasty. It is not.
I don't know, George.
I had an emergency over the weekend.
Fair.
We were getting ready to go to a party, okay. And I realized that I was out of underarm deodorant. So I grabbed my wife's deodorant.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of licks, and I was ready to go.
So it was like the swipe kind, like a stick of deodorant.
It's like a stick of deodorant, and yes, there may have been a stray underarm hair.
That is the problem.
Oh, George.
The problem is we are clean and fresh up in there, and y'all are hairy.
Okay, so everybody on hold that is part of the jury, we're talking about...
Don't hang up.
...the roll-on kind.
Yeah, swipe on.
Not the spray kind.
Yeah,
we need to be very clear. Yeah, we're not talking about spray deodorant. You are a little nasty.
It is not nasty.
It's a little nasty. I understand that it's better than the alternative. It's better than being stinky, but it's still a little nasty.
If you ever release an album as a rapper, that's got to be your name.
Oh, my gosh.
Little nasty.
Little nasty.
I panicked. I panicked, and I grabbed her deodorant. I used it.
No, she can never use it again.
Never.
I don't think it was that bad. I don't think it was that bad,
nope,
y'all.
She threw it away, George.
Mercedes is on the phone in Houston. Mercedes, it says you live with your partner, so tell us, is sharing deodorant with that partner a little nasty?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you, Mercedes. Thank you.
The roll-on kind. He could give it a swipe, and then you just swipe it right away.
If I had to use it, yeah.
Yeah. She's buying a new one.
If I had to use it.
Yeah, if you had to, though, that means it's a little nasty.
Juror number two is Chad in Sugarland. Been married for 23 years, been with your partner for 23 years. Is it a little nasty? Chad, you'll have to listen through the phone, turn your radio down because it'll mess you up. Is it a little nasty to share deodorant with your partner?
I think we still have Mercedes there, George.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, there we go.
Chad?
Yes.
Is sharing deodorant with your partner a little nasty?
Absolutely.
Wait, I thought the guys would be on my side.
Yes. You that specifically asked no. guys to call.
Chad, you know, it's
that is a big, big no.
Chad, you know, it's strong enough for a man, but it's made for a woman. I'm just saying.
No, 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 and no.
Gross. So gross.
That gets thrown away as soon as somebody else touches it.
Oh, wow.
Your deodorant gets thrown away. It's under your arm, Chad. It's not that bad.
It's gone.
Wow,
it's
in the Chad, trash. I don't even know your thoughts on toothbrushes.
Okay, moving on.
Your number three, Eric.
That's Chelsea in Spring. Hey, Chelsea. Is sharing deodorant with your partner a little nasty?
Well, I feel targeted because we both use each other's.
It is not that unusual, is it?
Not since I've been married. Let's put it that way. I wouldn't do it if I was not married.
Oh, okay. So when in the honeymoon phase, you got to keep things mysterious.
Yes.
Now she's just like,
whatever.
Whatever. All right, Mary in Cyprus. Good morning, Mary. Tell us, you've been married for 3 years. Is it, how'd you say it, a little nasty?
Sharing deodorant with your partner, a little nasty.
So this is my second marriage, and I only have boys as well. So I have to say yes, because I could never imagine sharing deodorant with any of the men in my house.
Oh, yeah? Good point. Yeah, that's they're all the sweaty and gross.
Yes.
Even after they shower, they're still gross.
Yeah, I'm sweaty right now.
Mary, it's just a stray hair or two that gets on the deodorant. Oh my God.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what turns. Yep,
Thank you, Mary.
That's all it does. Mary's like, I'm out. Check it out here.
Yeah, I'm
all right. Last juror this morning, Mo.
Mel's in Tomball. Mel, is sharing deodorant with your partner a little nasty?
Awful. There is no way. We've been married 60 years next year,
and wow.
There is no way. There is no way in the world. I mean,
Okay, good. I was like, oh no, where is he going?
I was like, Mel's about to tell us some stuff we don't want to know. All right, Mo.
Woo.
Before we get educated by
Mel. Please hit the gavel.
Oh, yeah, let's hit the gavel this morning.
Is sharing deodorant with your partner a little nasty? And the answer is yes.
Yep.
Sorry, you know George.
The men let me down. I was hoping the guys would be on my side, but that's jury duty. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. It was a huge concert last night at the Toyota Center. Jelly Roll was amazing, but it's what Jelly Roll did before the concert that you may not know about. Details on that coming up in 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show. Time to find out what Eric is going to create today. You know, every day he takes a suggestion from you and he creates a 10-minute tune. It's the darndest thing. And we need your suggestions to help us get started with it this morning.
CJ's on the phone in Pasadena. Hey, CJ, what do you think Eric should sing about?
You know, I watched that fight on Friday and it was super awkward, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's been talking about it all weekend. Can we sing about how awkward it's going to be for people to watch Monday Night Football and cheer for a team that has no quarterback?
CJ, how dare you?
Eric, sing about it.
How dare you? I'm a Cowboys fan, CJ. You know this.
Wait, the Cowboys are playing tonight?
I didn't know that. It's amazing. It's amazing.
CJ, I understand you're having surgery today.
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you having surgery today?
Yeah, I have my second procedure today.
Mm-hmm. Well, sending our thoughts love and prayers, yeah.
You know what, guys? I appreciate that.
You know what, CJ? He's just trying to butter you up because you're cutting on the Cowboys. That's all he's doing. Don't
kill
take
him with
that
kindness,
from him.
CJ. Kill him with kindness. I learned it from Mo.
Who said the Cowboys? It could be any team.
That happens to be playing tonight. Yeah, exactly.
Like any team.
And thank you, CJ. 713-881-5500. Go to line 4.
All right, Zach's on the phone in the Brazoria area. Hey, Zach, what should I sing about today?
Hey, yeah, so, you know, I think that a good song should be about how every day is the same and your job is just the worst, most boring, mind-numbing nonsense, and you're living through basically this weird sort of hell every day.
Oh, you are speaking my language. Don't I know it, brother?
You sound like you got a cool job.
All right, tell us where you work. Just tell us, like, what kind of job you do. Is it at an office?
It's at an office, okay. And I go in. I have to go in every day, basically. There's no remote anything.
Oh, yeah. The struggle.
Yeah, there's very little colors on the walls, you know.
Give you a little sparkle for your day.
Yes, I'm just your bright, shining light, Zach.
He is one, isn't he? Zach, thank you for the call, and I hope you have a good day.
Yes, colorful, sparkly.
Me too. Thanks, y'all.
All right, let's go to Tina. Tina, good morning in LaPorte. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
I think Eric should sing about weirdos that like to hug on the first meeting. Oh. And if he doesn't like that one, he can sing about weirdos that like to use their wife's deodorant.
Surrounded by weirdos.
I think Tina just wants you to sing a song about me.
George being a weirdo.
Thank you, Tina. Love you.
Sweet Tina. Love you too.
Yeah,
guys
sure.
Rock.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Eric.
It's a weird Monday, dude.
It is.
It's just kind of an unusual Monday. What do you think?
All right, I'm not singing about the Cowboys, CJ.
Why not?
Leave it alone.
He didn't say Cowboys. He never said Cowboys.
You know, we all have had boring jobs in the past. Our job is pretty cool now, but I've had some boring jobs. Mm-hmm. I used to have to cross-reference insurance policies for my job. Look at the piece of paper, look at the computer screen, put a check mark next to it. Woo. For hours and hours at a time. I understand. Let's do boring jobs.
Okay, boring jobs. That's our topic today. Hopefully it'll make somebody feel better. See what he creates with the 10-minute tune, and it's coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. It was a nearly sold-out show last night for Jelly Roll at Toyota Center. Last night, everybody posting pictures. As a matter of fact, we even have a gallery up at the Bull Houston on Facebook and Instagram. But it wasn't the concert that caught our attention this morning. Nick Russo is on the phone.
Nick, when's the last time you saw 7:45 a.m.?
Oh, 40 every day.
Wait, say that again.
I said, in all fairness, my alarm goes off at 7:40 every morning.
Oh, okay.
So, but whether or not I respond to it or not.
Yeah. You do afternoons here at the Bull, and we don't get emails from you until maybe noon for the first email.
Hey, and I appreciate y'all so much for that, because it drives me crazy. Anything before 10 a.m.
Busy night last night at Jelly Roll concert, but you also had a busy afternoon. That's what we want to hear about.
Yeah, you know, back in January, John Party was at Shell Energy Stadium for the college. I'm asleep. His name is Matt. He told me he worked at the Juvenile Probation Center downtown, and I thought that was a cool job, and I was like, man, that'd be cool if one day maybe we could do something together. And then we found out Jelly was coming to Houston, and I reached out to him to see if he could introduce me to his managers and the guys that run things over there. And we started to put the wheels into motion to see if Jelly could stop by and see these young people that were at the Harris County Juvenile Detention Center. And, you know, it turned out the Jelly show got moved to a Sunday night, so it made it easier for him to accommodate the time. And he flew into town yesterday afternoon, and his first stop was the Harris County Juvenile Probation Center. And he went in to see these kids who have podcasting. They've got their own basketball team where they compete against the different facilities. They're just all kids ages 10 to 17, and Jelly surprised them to come in and talk to them, and you know, gave them a message of inspiration and hope, and told them that their opportunity was enough, was a chance for them to create character and a chance to grow. And while they were cursed, they actually were blessed with an opportunity to get their life straight and get their second chance that they all deserve. And afterwards, he bought them pizza and played basketball with them. And they have this, like, very concrete, hard court. And Jelly agreed to buy them a new basketball court before he left.
Buy them a new basketball court?
I was going to say, your phone is breaking up, Nick, but did you say he agreed to buy them a basketball court?
Yes, he's going to redo their entire gym. He's going to put in a real basketball court. It's a triple-digit endeavor, he said, but
oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Before Chuck was telling everybody backstage about it, he was so excited to be able to help them out and help them get a real basketball court in their gym.
Sweet man.
For anybody just joining us, this is not Megatron on the phone. This is Nick Russo from the afternoons telling us all about how Jelly Roll visited the juvenile probation department. I hear that he actually spent time with every kid. He made sure to look them all in the eyes and spend time with each one of them. Is that true?
Yeah, he said as long as it takes, he wanted to meet every kid. And then, you know, one of the things that he said that really stood out to me is he said, I'm here because I want y'all to know I love you. And when I was in your shoes, no one came and told me that. And I want y'all to know that you're loved. And, you know, that resonates with me so powerfully. And Jelly's just got a giant heart. And he knows how impactful he can be to the young people that need someone to encourage them to do better and do right. Don't double down on the bad, not on the good.
It's amazing stuff. When they told us that he was going to go there, and that you were going to go with him, I couldn't wait to hear the story. Mm-hmm. And Jelly Roll is one of those guys that can reach those kids, I feel like, Nick.
I really wanted to make it happen for these young people because we know how they don't see people that know their situation,
right,
that
right.
really truly were in their shoes. And Jelly was, and he's a beacon for what can come and how your life can turn around.
Okay, a couple more questions very quickly. You've answered one of them. I didn't know if I could call him Jelly, but I guess we just refer to him as Jelly.
Or
Mr. Roll.
Mr. Roll. Okay.
And the other thing is he actually good at basketball? I heard that he made like half-court shots. That's bullcrap, right?
No, he is actually really great. And what's even crazier is how serious they about it. Like, his whole team, his whole crew shows up in slouched shoes, slouched out shirts, stretch. It is like a team has shown up.
Dang, it's so funny. I love it. That just makes you want to cheer Jelly Roll on even
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Totally does.
Not to say anything about the amazing show he did last night at Toyota Center, too, so.
Man, he let us walk out with him. So, you know, Morgan Wallen brings out DeAndre Hopkins, brings out, you know, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll brought out the Bull Houston and Nick Russo.
That's pretty so wild, man.
It was unbelievable. You know, he walked all the way through the venue so he could shake his hand.
That's so cool.
All right, we're going to buy you a new phone for Christmas, just so you know. Hey, Nick, thank you so much. Thanks for jumping on with us this morning. We wanted to hear from you since you were there and got to experience it. But what an amazing story. And by the way, you can see Nick's story. He put it in video as much as possible, and it's up at the Bull Houston on Instagram. And you can also see it in our Facebook stories. But Jelly Roll, making a difference in Houston yesterday.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Brittany and Tomball's been thinking about this for a while. She's been pumping herself up, and today, Brittany, it's the day that you're going to take on Mo for $100. This is how you get the cash, okay?
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Brittany, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Brittany. Let's get this game started.
Bye, Felicia.
Good luck.
I haven't heard that in a minute. All right, Brittany, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Which 2022 song by Cody Johnson encourages you to seize the moment and not wait till tomorrow?
Oh, man. Y'all are getting me good this morning. I love Kojo.
Need an answer. It's probably his biggest song.
It probably is.
Do you want to pass?
Oh, goodness. I'll pass.
Question number two. We're Not Fibbing. The name of Morgan Wallen's latest number one song is one word repeated three times.
Lies, lies, lies.
Question number three. AI just created a Spanish version of this Christmas classic. Name the song.
Quiero bailar y junto a ti disfrutar la vida.
Jingle bells.
Question number four. Between a Cadillac and a hard place, this 10-man jam star just gifted his grandma with a new caddy. Can you name him?
No, I really wanted to go to that, y'all.
Brittany's still bitter about that. She's still bitter.
I do. I am. No, I don't know. I pass.
Question number five. Zach Top's big hit proclaims his whole life sounds like A, Spotify, B, the Odyssey app, or C, the radio.
The radio.
All right, let's get Mo in and find out what she's up against this morning.
Okay, Brittany, you did all right. You got two out of the five.
Okay.
All right, Mo, it's just one of those days, all right?
I get it.
Let's see how you do on these questions, all right? Which 2022 song by Cody Johnson encourages you to seize the moment and not wait till tomorrow?
Oh, we just played it. Till You Can't.
Yes.
You got a chance.
Yeah, Till You Can't is what we were looking for.
Take it like you got a chance. Okay, you got a ring.
Don't punish her further.
Oh, sorry.
All right, 1-0. Mo's
okay,
winning.
Mom. Okay, question number two. We're Not Fibbing. The name of Morgan Wallen's latest hot number one song is just one word repeated three times.
Yes, lies, lies, lies.
That is correct.
Okay, Brittany got it right, so it's 2-1, Mo.
High five.
Question number three, Mo. AI just created a Spanish version of this Christmas classic. Name the song.
Quiero bailar y junto a ti disfrutar la Navidad.
It's actually really good, too. Name the song, Mo.
We'll talk about it being good later. Is it just rocking around the Christmas tree?
That is correct. Yes, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
All right, Brittany, you missed it. 3-1. She said Jingle Bells.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
I don't know how you got Jingle Bells out of that. Hey. But Brittany, I'm not judging.
Sounded like you were.
Question number four. Between a Cadillac and a hard place, this 10-man jam star just gifted his grandma a new caddy.
Yes.
Can you name him?
That was Bailey Zimmerman.
It was Bailey Zimmerman.
The video was very sweet.
All right, Brittany passed on it, so it's 4-1, Mo's winning.
And question number five, Zach Top's big hit proclaims that his whole life sounds like A, Spotify, B, the Odyssey app, or C, the radio.
The radio.
It's
oh, my
the
gosh.
Radio. That is correct.
All right, Brittany. That means she got all freaking five and kept her money. I'm sorry.
Bad. Sorry, girl. It's that's the pressure. Right. I know. I get it.
This is Brittany from Tomball and Mo Knows Country.
She does. And you can play her tomorrow morning, 8:20. Take $100 from Mo on Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.